Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, June 10th, 2020. I'm Tom Merritt. Messaging app Signal can now securely transfer data from one iOS device to another. It's the first time Signal has enabled the ability to move to a new device without losing any data like conversation history. The new device creates a QR code read by the old device. Data is then transferred over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth directly, end-to-end encrypted, without ever reaching the internet. Android users still need to manually move an encrypted local backup. There is no transfer feature between Android and iOS. Reuters obtained a memo from Elon Musk to Tesla staff announcing that volume production of the Tesla Semi commercial truck. Musk said in the memo that production of the battery and powertrain would happen in Nevada and other work would take place elsewhere. No timeline was announced. Musk did confirm the report on Twitter. TikTok competitor Zin has been removed from the Google Play Store after accusations of plagiarism. Wired reports some high-profile TikTok users claim their content, sometimes their whole accounts, were uploaded to Zin without permission. Zin, which is spelled Z-Y-N-N, launched on Android at the end of May and hit the top 10 of both app stores. Zin pays users to watch videos and refer users. Zin says it is working with Google to fix the problem. WhatsApp has fixed its own problem, a bug that showed some users' phone numbers in search results. WhatsApp's click-to-chat feature creates a URL to start a conversation quickly, and if those links are posted on web pages crawled by search engines, they would show up in search results, revealing the phone number in the URL. WhatsApp has made changes to stop web crawlers from indexing those links. The issue was first reported in February by WA Beta Info and brought to light again this week by security researcher Atul Jayaram. Reddit co-founder Alexis Ohanian stepped down from the Reddit board last week, asking to be replaced by a black candidate. Reddit has now named Y Combinator CEO Michael Siebel to its board to replace Ohanian. Siebel was Y Combinator's first black partner and co-founded Justin TV. Quibi added support for Chromecast to both its Android and iOS apps. Quibi launched support for Apple's AirPlay 2 weeks ago. In both cases, Quibi videos cast to televisions will only be viewed in horizontal mode. Google Meet started to roll out noise cancellation for enterprise accounts, starting with the web version of Meet, with iOS and Android to follow. A video from VentureBeat demonstrates it removing sounds like crackling snack wrappers, clicking pens, clinking glasses, and Google says it should also work on keyboard noise and barking dogs. Google used its own meeting to train the algorithm. It will not use customer meetings to continue training. Processing happens in the cloud, but is encrypted during transport, and Google says only the noise processing software can access the data. Noise cancellation will be on by default in Meet, but it can be turned off in settings. Twitter is bringing Fleets to India. Fleets is Twitter's ephemeral message feature that disappears in 24 hours, similar to Snapchat. Fleets is also being tested in Brazil and Italy. PimEyes is a facial recognition website from Poland that lets you upload a photo of a person's face and find more images of that person on public websites like blogs, news sites, and more. Unlike Clearview AI, a similar service used by law enforcement, PimEyes does not scrape social media services. PimEyes is free to use, but charges for a premium tier that lets you set up to 25 alerts for when 25 different faces appear on new websites. PimEyes also charges developers to access its database and does offer contracts for law enforcement. Academic researchers in the Netherlands published details of a vulnerability in Intel processors called Crosstalk. If attackers can run code on CPU cores, sensitive data could be used by Crosstalk to leak from other software on a different core. Crosstalk attacks data while it's being processed in the CPU's line fill buffer. That's a cache for data in a transient state. The team has been working with Intel on a patch for 21 months. Microcode updates released Tuesday patched the Crosstalk vulnerability for older processors, and Intel says newer processors have hardware designs that are not vulnerable to the attack. Intel also released a patch Tuesday for a side channel attack called SGX that could penetrate the secure enclave known as Software Guard Extension, or SGX. Finally, an iOS app called What If I launched Tuesday, letting up to 9 people view interactive stories together and vote on what should happen at certain points in the story. Each decision has to be unanimous. A chat room in the app lets viewers come to that consensus. The first 2 movies on the app are a drama called Anatomy of a Decision and a supernatural thriller called As Dead as It Gets. More releases are planned for later this summer. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, and remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences, whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets. Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.